Hey everyone, the quote for this episode is, "You are who God says you are, unknown."
Yay!
Hey everybody, welcome back to Real Quick Moments. This is Renee. This is episode 5 on season 2 of Real Quick Moments. Listen, we are 1 year old. Thank you so much for sticking with us. All of our Real Quick Moments family on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Anchor, Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts. Shout outs to y'all. But check this out. We started off in a pandemic. We started in the house talking on the screens, on the phones, balconies, drive-bys, hallways, even rooftops. And of course, my personal favorite, standing 6 feet with your mask, of course. But guess what? We're here, we're redefined, realigned, and resilient. And in this episode, we're gonna talk about who are you? The word who is often described or defined as a pronoun. And a pronoun means that it's a word that can function by itself as a noun, a phrase, and that refers to either to the participants in the discourse or to someone or something mentioned elsewhere in the discourse. I bet y'all didn't know that, because listen, I didn't. But check it out though. When we hear this question, who are you? It's usually coming from someone who doesn't know you. Or we usually end up asking this question to people we don't know either, because we want to know. When we hear this question asked of us, we automatically think to tell the person our names, or we're asking the person because we want to know their name. Now, we either tell them our government names, depending on who you are, because sometimes we want to know what you want to know who we are for. But 99% of the time, we tell them our government name, or if you have a nickname like Pookie in them, you gonna tell them your name Pookie, but we know that's not your name. But listen, we are all given a name from birth. We hopefully, most of our parents, foster parents, however our situations pan out, we were given a name at birth, right? And because we were given a name at birth, we are definitely still called this name today. The name, what usually comes next after the name you want someone to call you, if it's not that name, you want to be affiliated with something or either with an organization, right? But because the name we are giving from birth, hopefully still to this day, that's what you're referenced as, or you will reference someone or something, or you want to be referenced known with someone, meaning you want to be somebody's, right? Saying or asking someone who they are means they will have to know their identity, which is the fact of being who or what a person or a thing is. But I tell you what though, in an identity, or I should say, what an identity can come from are beliefs, culture, individuality, race, self-image, and so much more. You can have a name and not even be the person that your name is. Like, your name could be Daisy, and Daisy is a flower, and you know, flowers are beautiful, they're gentle, you know, they're calm, but then you could be acting like Rasputia. I'm just saying, not that Rasputia is a bad name, but we think that people's names should mimic them. For instance, a lot of people don't know what their names mean. They're being called something all their lives, but the definition of that name doesn't reflect on the person. In the Bible, God tells us in 1 Peter 2, verse 10, once you had an identity as a people, now you are God's people. Now, God is the only one who knew who we were before anyone else, right? Particularly in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, he said, "Before I shaped you in your mother's womb, I knew all about you before you saw the light of day." So, because God is the one that told us who we are before the beginning of time until now, other people or things, aka the devil, will come and try to tell you otherwise. But when this happens, we have to re-identify all over again because we either lost our identity or we gave it up. And I've been there. No lie. You ain't the only one that's like, "What's going on? Who am I? Where am I at? Like, I don't even know myself anymore." Like, sometimes you just get into things or you meet people or certain situations or a point in life, you just like, "I just don't know," right? But when this happens, having a name to be called isn't that relevant if you don't know who you are and whose you are. I know y'all heard of that church a couple of times, but it's a real situation. Not knowing your identity is just as important as knowing your name. I mean, come on, we're in 2021 and I could say a lot about that. A lot of people are having identity crisis in their sexuality, but that's for another day. From knowing your identity, it will help you to know your purpose. From you knowing your purpose, you will have the drive you need to become. Not just become a celebrity, a cook, a chef, a TV host, an engineer, a doctor, a nurse, a teacher, but to become, to actually do something, to have movement, to have progression, traction, just going or moving towards the mark, actually putting stuff in motion in your life. Now, I found out who I was for a second time in my life. I mean, to be honest, I really had to rediscover who I was a bunch of times. In elementary, in high school, in college, work, in my family, amongst different friends, even throughout the different ages of my life. You know, they say don't ask a woman her age, but if y'all know how old I am, you know how old I am. But I literally have gone through different stages. You know, you go through different jobs, you work, you meet people, you start hanging around people and things. And sometimes you start to change or, you know, you wish your family and sometimes you feel like you can't be who you are because who they are. Even at church sometimes, I had to find my identity. I mean, a lot of people won't tell you that, but they'll go and do different things and serve in different areas, whether work, family, or friends, because there is a need, but that's not who they are, or they can't identify, or they get so lost and caught up in things. But all through these stages, up until this day, I told people who asked me who I was Renee, I was Nicole and Keisha's sister, I'm a supervisor at my job, I am Flo and Eric's daughter. I'm also a business major. I'm a swim team member. Well, I was. Also, I'm a cousin of Sidani and Shanari. I'm also a friend to Jody. I have become all those things. I was those things. I still am some of those things. Some things I still want to become and I want to identify with. I had all these associations and affiliations thinking that's who I was, but I allowed the devil to trick me to think that that's all I am, and that wasn't okay. You shouldn't settle and let the things that you do be who you are or identify you or let other people identify you. God's word says in 1 Peter 2 verse 9 that you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and that you are God's special possession. Let that sink in. You're a special possession. I mean, just like any bully in your life, if you ever had a bully or seen a bully, just like the devil, you know, he comes in many shapes and forms, trying to take things from us that was given to us by God, because he is jealous. He knew who he was. And he gave that up or wanted more. He couldn't satisfy. But God created you. God gave you a family that named you, that gave you the friends that love you. God gave you your life, your purpose. And because he gave you a life on purpose, for a purpose, because you are his. And being God's, he already has a plan for your life, not to worry about what people call you or what you think you need to identify as, because he already know you before the foundation of the earth. Like he said, he knew you in your mother's womb. If we get lost and trapped up in things and people and signs of the ages and churning things, we'll never understand God, who we really are. Who has he called you to be? What has he called you to do in this life? Now, if you don't know God and you don't know Jesus and don't know that you don't belong to him, you still can. There's every opportunity to give him your life, to give Jesus your life, to ask him who you are, to know to be a son and a child of God, the Most High. Now, even with becoming all of those things and accepting Jesus, which is the all eternal, he has many names for us to call on him, many names for us to identify with him in our different times of trouble. If God himself can have many different names and still be God the Father, come on. You can have many different names or identify with many different things, but those things aren't your identity. Unlike God, he is the Almighty. He is the name of Alpha, Emmanuel, the Good Shepherd, the King of Kings, the Rock, Adonai. He's Jehovah Rophi, which the Lord who heals. He's Jehovah Elohim, the Lord God. He is also El Elyon, the Most High. I mean, just looking at all those names that I could call God and that other people may identify in different situations or different things of who God is in that time, I can definitely be all those other things. I can definitely identify with other things, but I don't have to let those things tell me who I am. I mean, come on. I'm beginning to understand that all those things can still be me. Being me, or even being you, is beautiful. You're a friend, you're a sister or brother, you're a hard worker, you're a son or a daughter, you're a man or a woman who loves God. You are whatever culture you're from, whatever race you are. You are a person that doesn't get things right all the time. But that's okay. But you know what? Don't let that define you. Don't let what you do or what you have not done define you. And I'm not going to let it define me. So think, in the beginning when we talked about, or I asked you, who are you? You would probably tell me your name. But I'm pretty sure if I ask you that again, you will tell me your name. You wouldn't tell me what your name is. So let that sink in next time somebody asks you that question. Who are you? Answer it without a shadow of a doubt about who you are. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Real Quick Moments. This, again, is Season 2, Episode 5. Renee on here on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're streaming also sometimes on Instagram. Be sure to send us a message. Share this with your friends and your family. Bye.